August 12th on a Friday. I'm Bob.
I'm Max.
And we're off to F&M. Oh, it's been a long week.
Oh, it's been really boring for me.
Oh. It hasn't been boring. It's just been super long. Wednesday got in and it was freaking hot as could be because the AC was busted. Larry said, oh, it's supposed to be fixed by noon. Thursday morning go in, still not fixed. This morning it was supposed to be fixed. Oh my God, Larry. Being a welder in the summer when the AC goes down blows.
Well, that's the thing is it doesn't.
No.
It doesn't blow, so it's kind of warm in there.
Anyways, we actually have a topic for tonight.
Yeah, we actually do. You cheated.
I cheated?
Yeah,
I
said we each got to come up with our own 10 decks without... just our own 10 decks. We don't need to go tweet and go, hey, what should go on a gauntlet?
I was just getting people's ideas. That's all. I mean, as most people said, the MTGO gauntlet. I don't like that. I don't like the MTGO meta because card availability is disgusting. Mm-hmm. At one point, it was $60 for a daze. Because Magic Online didn't start until Invasion block, mm-hmm. I think it was.
Sorry, but no one's available to answer your call at this time. If you'd like to leave a message, please wait for the beep, then press pound, press 3, then dial your name, then press 6 and dial your number, then press star, press 69, ask for extension 4443, then leave your name and message. If you want to leave your number and the time you called, please press star twice, bark like a dog, spin in a circle, press 1 26 times, and wait for the beep. And thanks for calling.
Playing with Charter last night.
Oh, okay.
Because I couldn't watch Twitch, even on mobile quality.
Oh, wow.
So I ran speedtest.net.
Oh.
And I got 4 megabits download.
Ooh.
So I ran it again. Got 12. Went over to Charter, 60. Went to speedtest after that again, 16. You know what? I'm not even going to call the corporate office. I'm just going to file an FCC complaint because I've been having so many issues with Charter. Every year, this time of year, we have to deal with Charter because they refuse to move their box 6 inches up off the ground.
Yeah.
They put it in the lowest spot of the freaking neighborhood so the water pools around it. And every year they have to send somebody out to replace the box. And they keep trying to say, oh, it's your house, you have too many connections. Well, last year when I had just a line run right to the cable modem, no TVs or anything. I said, no, it's not, because I'm on broadcast TV with an antenna on each TV. Don't hand me that line of crap. It is your equipment out there. It happens every year. I'm going to keep filing complaints until you get it fixed or move that damn box up. Mm-hmm. Still move the box. So every year I file a complaint with the FCC for false advertising because I'm paying $65 a month for 60 down, 4 up, and I'm lucky if I get that every 2 months.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, I tweeted people about it, and I took some of the decks into consideration, but I don't like that because Rashidium Port on there is like $150, so Death and Taxes is horribly underrepresented as what it is in paper.
Yeah. Well, I only saw the first one from Pat Ugolo.
Yeah.
I only saw your first tweet because they notified me, and it doesn't notify me. Usually I don't get notified about my Twitters because I don't have enough followers yet. So follow me, and then I may actually be notified.
I tag you in everything about the podcast.
I know.
But anyways, I actually put a list on the topics.
Oh, well, I got bored for sat there with Chris and, for Jake. Yeah, Chris and Jake for a while just started making a list. The combo decks all go actually span into the back side of the sheet.
See, that I don't like having that many decks. This is my list that I had, if you want to read it off, because I'm driving.
Right. So, Bob has a lot smaller list, so we'll just read off his. We have the Blade decks, Stoneblade, Deathblade, Taxes, the 3 versions of Miracles, Legends, Minturn, Predict. We get Eldrazi due to the fact of that it is a new deck, and we're going to see a lot more of it. Infect is a very good combo deck to learn against. And then Elves, which is a very basic deck that's combo.
Well, my thinking was is that You need a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, that's why I started made this really long list between fair combo decks and control decks and prison decks.
Yeah, see, and that's what I was going to eventually do, is just divide it up saying, okay, well, we want prison decks, so chalice decks. What are the best two or three?
Well, we can do, with those ones, we got Tez, Mud, Eldrazi.
You didn't even think of, like, Werewolf Stompy.
Oh, Stompy's in the list. I just
that's
did,
prison.
Yeah, it's prison. Well, here's my prison list. I have Tez, Taxus, Painter, Mud, Eldrazi, Pox, Stax, and Stompy.
Okay. See, my vote for, out of those for Inclined Gauntlet, I don't have a pen so you can't mark it.
I already
put a check or something.
Actually,
like
I do.
I was thinking, like, two of each.
Yeah.
Maybe a third if we really want it.
Yeah, well, but in prison, we want only, like, two decks to be prison.
See, and that's where I would like Eldrazi and Mud.
Eldrazi and Mud, and then we move Taxes over?
What's Taxes?
Death and Taxes.
Death and Taxes. I mean, Death and Taxes is a control deck.
Okay.
It's not really a prison deck, because you still can play, but they're controlling the game.
So we'll do Eldrazi and Mud for...
Eldrazi and Mud are the two that I like for prison or kind of prison aggro.
Yep. All right, for the control decks, I brought up Fish, Miracles Versions, Delver Versions. Chris brought up Slivers.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing as Merfolk.
Yeah, and then that's what I basically said to him. And then again, Jake wanted a shout-out to Enchantress.
Oh, my God. you should print Enchantress off just for Jake to have.
Jake's building up. Jake actually said he's going to build it up tonight just for fun.
Anyways, on control decks.
Control decks, I think we just do...
Death and Taxes.
Death and Taxes. Miracles and Delvers.
Well, Delvers are tempo. They're not control.
Yeah, I just put it on the control bracket because that's kind of how it works. Again, they're just under a very fine list of what they're under. And I'm thinking we should add Fish. Fish or Slivers.
Fish isn't really... control deck, though.
Well,
it's a mid-range deck.
It is a mid-range. But it's just, like, as decks I've brought up so far.
No, I mean, I think Merfolk is the better of the two, because it punishes any fair blue deck.
Mm-hmm.
Where Slivers, I really don't like it, because you're kind of trying to do, like, a four-color.
Or three-color. Chris's list is three color and it seems to be his is meat hooks.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But even then, he plays like Bant.
Yeah, and that's what I'm figuring. As I was more voted towards Fish versus in that matchup there.
Yeah, I mean
between Fish and Slivers, I'm voting Fish.
Because also Merfolk can be quote unquote prisonish.
Yeah.
The sideboard chalice plan or main deck chalice plan.
The one I printed up for Katie is a main board chalice plan.
I don't like that main board.
No, I don't like it either, but it's in there. Actually, I think it's only got like a one of them in the main and three of them in the side.
And we can always swap it around.
Yeah. Again, it's a list we can swap around. It's also playing that new Merfolk from
Bringer of Tides.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that card. That card is criminally underplayed.
I read that card, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's ridiculously good.
You're talking about the one from Eldritch Moon, right?
No, from Origins.
Oh, no, there's one from Eldritch Moon now.
What does it do?
It is double blue. You may also add in two colorless to make it have flash. And when it enters the battlefield, return target tapped creature to its owner's hand.
I think that is from Origins, Max Harbinger of Tides.
It might be from Origins. I don't know, I'll have to look it up again. I know you're wrong.
I'm 90% sure, because I remember playing that as my rare at an Origin sealed.
Alright, so Fish is in the thing.
How many decks does that give us? Five?
We're currently at six right now.
Six right now?
Yeah, I kind of want to do like four. Alright, let's try for two combo decks, because those ones are very redundant. Mm-hmm. So we have, in the combo decks, we have Storm, Elves, Tin Fins, Reanimator, Lands, Burn, Infect, Belcher, Oops, Dredge, Doomsday, High Tide, Living End, and 12 Post.
12 Post is not a combo deck.
That's what I said, but they said put it in their combo.
It's not a combo deck. I don't like Tin Fins because it's kind of not consistent enough.
So let me go into this. In the combo list, there are, I think, I would have to say that there are there are multiple decks of which we just shouldn't have because they're either high skill cap or you cannot interact with them. And if you're going to be able to interact with them, you're going to win the game because they can't. You just stop them.
I mean, out of the ones that you read, I think we need to have Reanimator.
Yep, that's one definitely I thought we should have.
And Storm.
Yeah.
Are the two combo decks that I vote for.
Those are the ones I would vote for as well.
Maybe Sneak and Show if we look for a third.
Yeah. I mean, if we do need a third, but I think a fair decks allow you to play the game a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So that's why we would want more fair decks in our...
well, it's not like that. It's just getting experience in the Gauntlet.
There was like their Oops, Dredge, Doomsday, Tin Fins were all decks, and Belcher were all just decks where either up to turn three. If you get past turn three, you win the game. And in the event of them going off, they've done so much in their turn and they can't rebuild after being stopped.
That's why I don't like those Turtle and Glass Cannon decks.
Yeah.
They're fun to play for a while, but in all honesty, after round three of a tournament, you're probably not going to run into them.
Yeah. They are very Glass Cannon-y, and they're not really needed in a Gauntlet. Now, for the fair decks. I do have Goblins in this list, but...
I mean, Goblins is a mono-red control deck.
It's also a combo deck.
It's not a combo deck.
It's three decks. You can definitely fight it.
It's not a combo. You do not just win on the spot with it.
Well, that's that version of combo.
What combo is there?
There's a combo between all the cards working together. Either way. So Goblins, Maverick, Jund, Blade Dex, Dead Guy, Shardless, and Zoo.
And Death and Taxes.
And Death and Taxes.
But Death and Taxes is already on.
Yeah, Death and Taxes is on the list already.
Well, and Miracles, because that's a fair deck.
That is a fair deck. Well, I put the fair and mid-range in the same pool.
Okay.
Because this is a very, like, list.
Quick roll list. Do you think you guys spent about 10 minutes on it?
Maybe less. I even have a don't play slot, and that has Infinity under it.
Was Aaron there?
Nope. It is just a deck that is no play in a Gauntlet. I just literally didn't even try and class the deck.
Well, no, I mean, it's a good FNM deck. I don't think it's a good SCG or Grand Prix.
Yeah.
For fair decks?
I think we had Blades and Shardless. One Blade and Shardless.
I think it's Miracles and Shardless.
Well, we already have Miracles before.
Oh, on the control? Okay.
Yeah.
Then probably Shardless. What were the other ones again?
Shardless. Other ones I brought up were Maverick, Jund, the Blades, Deathblade, Stoneblade.
Yeah, yeah, no Blades.
Dead Guy, and then Zoo.
Well, Zoo is non-existence because of Terminus. Why would anybody play that? Because
it was a joke at the end of them. It was one of the last that they were done.
I think maybe Maverick or maybe even Four Color Loam.
Four Color Loam or Maverick? I think we go with Maverick. Let's kind of look at the way that one would work. I think that's the only one I think that one works kind of the same idea as Eldrazi, where it's got the creatures and it's going to play fishing creatures.
True.
So I think we should play Maverick. I mean, Jund is a chalice deck in which we don't really...
Jund is not
a chalice deck. The one you said, Four Color Loam?
Four Color Loam, yeah.
Is a chalice deck, and we've already got Mud and Eldrazi.
Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. Then yeah, I would either say Punishing Jund or Maverick.
I think we do Maverick and then have the ability to variable into Dark Maverick.
Okay. Oh, kind of like the build I had.
So yeah, which was a very nice build. I did like that build a lot.
It was so bad.
It worked. I liked it because you had two outs in that deck.
Well, I had the Dark Depths, Thespian Stage.
Well, you can fight fair or you can go with a combo and beat in with a 20.
Oh, do you still... Was it you that had a foil Thespian Stage?
No.
Or was it Chris? Because it just jumped up to $40 this week.
Wow.
Somebody decided to buy out TCG Player.
Oh, wow. That's still happening?
Oh, it's always going to happen as long as there's low stock on something and Wizards refuses to reprint stuff.
Now, for those people that we're just naming off names and going, well, why don't you do Ant or Tess? Well, that's actually been thought of. So with the decks, what I plan on doing with all these is in each version doing the base package and then into and then have a set of cards for the other packages.
Okay, so people like, can change them.
People can change them up and just grab their other piece packages.
Well, I don't like Tess.
Well, again, well, I just named Tess and Ann because there's only two up there.
I'm just saying, in that, I don't think you should print out the Tess stuff.
I know, I wasn't. I was just naming off one because
if somebody wants to play Storm, Ant is a great starter. It's more resilient, and you actually have a chance of winning if you fly.
Well, the bigger thing is I didn't want to sit there and go, Bug, Rug, Canadian Threshold, Blue Red, yeah. for the ideas because that's a lot.
Well, like, out of the Delvers, I think the best two are going to be Bug with Stifles, and then Four Color. Grixis Splashing Green for Deathrite and Abrupt Decay.
Yeah. So, I don't know, we'll look into these decks and see which variants we want in each one.
Yeah.
Because, of course, Miracles has the three builds, so those will all be represented.
The only reason I put the Predict on my list was just to acknowledge it. I think it's a horrible build of Miracles. Having two Predicts in the deck should not let your deck be named after it.
Oh, there was this deck called, Solidarity?
Solidarity?
Yeah, Solidarity.
Yeah, I mean, it's Reset High Tide.
I know!
Trust me, I got my ass whooped by it when I was on Shardless. I mean, granted, both games, I won the first game because I countered the reset at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And then games 2 and 3, he ended up using Snapcaster Mage to return my 2 Deathrite Shamans to my hand.
Oh, wow.
I attacked him the next turn. He was at 1 life both games, and then he killed me in response to the attacks.
Okay.
So, I mean, it is a good deck, but with all the chalices out, it's horrible. And High Tide and Reset Tide's worst matchups are Miracles. The number one deck in the format right now.
Yep. Representative of at least 17% of the meta.
Keep saying it's like 20% of the online. No, it's not. It's 20% of the online meta.
Well, it's 20% of the top 8s, actually. The top 16 or top 32 or wherever they use for the demographic.
I mean, it's a good deck, but
it is a good deck.
So much better out there.
As I say,
all they need to do to neuter it and actually keep a control deck viable is ban Terminus.
Yeah.
I think Terminus should be banned because you can't regenerate and you can't be indestructible. It gets around all of it. The 1-mana instant speed sweeper, that way you'll get Zubak.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have a whole bunch of creature decks come back. Yes, I am on the hashtag ban Terminus train.
Yep. I vote for the top ban just because it hits multiple decks, not just the one. But
then you're taking away most of the draw from non-blue decks.
Yeah, that's the thing, is that in the end that you really are just hitting on Miracles alone. Because it's very.
Jund sometimes run.
Yeah.
Top as a
one. I mean, so, again, some people do run top just to help that fix and be able to use a top for what it is, which it's just to do a fair way to remove one card that will hit Miracles is
and tons of decks.
And yeah,
but then you have no viable or no really good control deck in the format.
Yeah, that's fair.
And countertop was a deck before Miracles.
Yeah.
Terminus just encouraged blue-white to play no creatures.
And that's where it makes more sense to ban Terminus, because with Counterbalance, I mean, yes, a lot of people say ban Counterbalance, because then Miracles just doesn't play it. It's also in the fact if you ban Terminus, then they're still able to play their deck, and they're not going to be able to do it as well without it. It actually makes a lot more sense to ban Terminus.
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, even without Sensei's Divining Top, when Miracles was in Standard, there was a deck that played it. There was Think Twice, there was Ponder. You could get it ran 4 Terminus, 4 Devastation Tide, 4 Ponder, 4 Think Twice for the instant speed requirement of a board wipe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had 2 Batter Skulls as alternate win cuts. Are we actually recording?
Yeah, we are recording. Okay. I was just verifying, like,
that would start to get the whole conversation.
Well, I think we went a little bit quick through it. I think we could have gone a little bit slower through each one, but
I mean,
we got where we wanted to be.
If you want to start printing decks out, we can go through each week and discuss decks that way.
And then I'm also doing these Brewtecs. on my brews, and I do a tech on the brew.
Oh, God.
For a little bit of extra content.
I mean, it's your time, man. It's your time.
Yeah.
You have to work tomorrow or no?
Nope.
Okay.
It is the beginning of the month. No, speaking of work, they're actually thinking about, they're testing it with the techs right now, that they're going to do 4 10-hour days.
Ooh, I'm jealous. I am so
jealous. I may be switching over to 4 10-hour days.
Yeah, I'm jealous if you get to do that. Because that's the dream schedule.
Yeah.
You get to go out for Thirsty Thursday, you get to sleep in on Friday.
Well, it's more as actually, I want Thursdays off so that I can do Wing Wednesday.
You want Thursdays off?
Yeah.
Wait, so you want to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday?
Yeah.
No! That's stupid!
But then I get to stay up late on Wednesdays, which is my normal day. Party day.
No! No, that's so horrible!
But I also don't want to be 2 and 10 hours after a party night.
Just don't fucking party before you work!
But Wednesday's party night. It's
and
Wing
Thursday's
Wednesday.
Night are ladies' nights at 90% of the bars in the area, Max. It's called Thirsty Thursday for a reason. When I worked at the second job that I had, Palmer, oh my God, it was so nice that first summer, having 4 10-hour days, being able to go out and relax. And then fucking... when winter kicked around is when we started getting overtime, which was kind of backwards what it became the next year. But, oh, man, that first summer was amazing, only working Monday through Thursday.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm weird, and I'd rather get the Thursday off out of the week.
Why would you want to have one odd day? Oh, it makes no sense.
Just me!
I mean, unless you could work, like, a Sunday to Wednesday...
No. They don't have day shift on Sundays.
No. Got any taste for dinner?
We had Jersey Mike's for food, so I'm not that hungry.
Okay.
So I am kind of full.
You're still full dinner. From lunch.
Yeah. 14-inch sandwich, yo.
Yes. Too much food.
That's why I'm not that hungry right now. For those of you that like Jersey Mike's, I usually get the Big Kahuna. With Parmesan bread?
Jersey Mike's is a local restaurant, Max?
No, it isn't.
Oh, it's a nationwide?
Yeah. Huh. I actually thought it was local to Austin, Texas, but then I realized it's a Jersey Mike's in Whitewater, so I was like, oh, cool!
Yeah, okay, that works. There you go, Max. You can go be a cook here at this bar.
No.
No? Why not?
I don't want to deal with people. It's already nice enough that I just sit there all day and not doing shit.
So, with the AC being down at work...
Yeah?
I've been working on rudder pedals.
Okay.
We started the other side of them. I actually have pictures I can show you. But, I did 3 yesterday after getting the okay from Scott to go ahead and produce.
Mm-hmm.
I started my 4th one this morning, and I had my 9th one just getting into the fixture from pulling parts at the end of today at 3:30.
Oh, wow.
Hour and a half a piece.
Yep. But you're also working in the hot, sweaty, no air conditioning. Well, what I actually do is just sit in air conditioning and not do shit and watch board program.
Yeah, but I get paid a lot more than you.
You do. You do get paid a lot more, but I get paid a significant amount to where I'm at in my life.
I was 21. Yeah, you're making more than I was at that age.
Yeah.
I worked at fucking Palmer.
Yeah.
Dollar tacos. That does not sound good.
$1 tacos? I mean, Silver Lake does $1 tacos, but then again, you don't like the place.
I just don't. I'm not a Mexican food fan.
I'm a fan of all foods.
You're a fan of seafood, and you see the food, you want to eat it?
Yep. Fantasy food. Speaking of foods, how many restaurants do you know have a very good vegetarian diet?
I don't pay attention to that. Why?
Because I ended up starting talking to this girl, and
she's a vegetarian?
Yeah, she doesn't like me.
Are you sure she's not a vegetarian?
I'm lost in the joke here.
Oh, wow. Thank you for recording that.
I'm still lost.
What did I change the E to?
An A, yeah. Vegetarian, yes, okay. I wonder why this is a joke.
Oh my god, I don't want to tell you. I just want to end the episode, put this online, and tweet everybody to listen to it. Max.
Oh, you feel like you're a Seafuritarian, you only like that.
Huh. First three letters.
Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure about that. As a no.
I think someplace else up in Elkhorn.
Well, so I mean, like, she said that there's a lot of places that we can go to would have a vegan style diet, vegetarian diet.
I think someplace else is vegetarian. I think the elk in Elkhorn.
I don't know, I'll look into it when she actually decides to hang out sometime.
Oh my god.
Because we literally just started talking Wednesday.
I don't give a shit what the hell you say, man. That is going on, like, our greatest hits right there. That was too fucking perfect.
It's those moments is why we started the podcast.
Yes.
There's a lot of them that we just really can't reiterate, because if you're not there for them, you really don't understand. Oh, look. SUV's going to do what I did.
Yeah, I actually did what you did this morning.
What?
The power was out over in Burlington.
Okay.
So when I went to turn onto 83 off of the 36 bypass.
Okay.
I stopped and I was so tired, I just went right away. Because I saw the flashing red light and I thought it went green. And I just cut some guy right off.
Oh.
I was like, oh. Because he just laid on his horn and followed me right into the speedway. Sorry, dude. My bad. Small penis mobile.
So, I don't know. We would actually have something to talk about if we just didn't blaze right through the day.
Well, it's just an overview of the gauntlet tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, we're still not set in stone. We need to figure out lists.
Yeah.
But as I say, I was just trying to get decks into categories to choose them. My fourth combo deck after, like, Sneak and Show would have to be Elves.
Yeah. And that one kind of seems all... That one's also one of those that can go fair if it's not combo.
Yeah, well, game one, it's a combo deck. Game two, it becomes kind of this mid-range card advantage deck.
Yeah.
Using Wirewood Symbiotes and Elvish Visionaries to get so far ahead that it can just drop a hoof on you.
Because in the end, it is that combo, but it does only do that one combo piece that doesn't always show up as early in the game.
Well, there's also, like, Julian Knob is a big-time Elves player from Europe. He has Chaos Elves now.
Okay.
Because he has really good Miracles matchup. It runs a main deck, Umezawa's Jitte.
Oh, wow.
And it pretty much cuts the Natural Order Green Sun package of it.
Okay.
And just goes to a pure value deck. Like, it has main deck Gaddock Teagues.
What's Gaddock Teagues do again?
White and a green for a 2/2 legendary. Players may not cast spells with non-creature spells with CMC 4 or greater. If an X is in the spell, it cannot be cast.
Oh.
So it's like, put it down on turn 2, can't Terminus away the board.
That is true. Wow.
Opponents can't Green Sun for an answer.
That is crazy.
Yeah, and that's why Gaddock Teagues is like a $40-$50 card.
It's also why I probably don't hear of it much.
Nate Hammerstrom had actually built him as a EDH general.
Hmm.
Because there's no board wipes. That hit him.
That's a good point. It is a good point.
There's only one that we know of that really is a board wipe that hits him. Toxic Deluge.
Yep.
Because the X isn't in the cast.
This is true. This is definitely true.
But yeah, like, Nate's end game in that deck was Nature's Lore Squirrel Nest.
Oh, yep.
Or...
yeah, I mean, Infinite Squirrels.
Yeah, the Infinite Squirrels at instant speed.
Yep.
Whee! Squirrels! I went, actually, speaking of the squirrels, I went looking for my roadkill squirrels.
Oh,
I went looking for roadkill squirrels. Everyone, that is now in my search history for roadkill squirrels. I was eating when I went looking for this list. I instantly realized I should not be eating at this time. And I just couldn't find the right card. Because it would be a foil squirrel with a blood splatter coming out, and it's flat. That's what a squirrel would be, and it's my roadkill squirrel tokens.
Oh my gosh. But you had to do it when you were eating.
I realized this while I was eating that I shouldn't be eating at the time.
Oh, Max. Oh.
Yep. Another good thing we're recording for that, too.
Oh. I can't believe you did that.
I realize I do a lot of dumb things. No, then again, also speaking of Jit, when you tweeted that Grixis list for Tez,
yeah.
I noticed the Beggar Skull in the deck.
Yeah.
Which would you think actually to be better, Jit or Beggar Skull in Tez?
Beggar Skull.
Okay.
I think Beggar Skull, because Beggar Skull is a threat by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Jit requires a creature.
This is true. Because I'm going to definitely mock up that list again and look at it again. But, and we're definitely going to add Mox Diamonds.
Yeah. Oh, it runs Chrome Moxes and Mox Opals, I think it was?
Well, I wasn't going to... Yeah, I'm not going to build a... Well, that list that was also very...
Yeah, that was a budget-minded list.
Yeah, that was a very budget-minded list. And in the end, the Mox Opals are nice and all, but when we point out the fact that deck had no basics...
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be Grixis?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't actually want to play the Grixis list. I mean, I think I might
give you an idea. Make
yeah,
your
I might.
List more
I might have like deck fadens in the sideboard, being the fact that I'll be running the Mox Diamonds.
Okay.
So I might just put them in sideboard for the effect of decks that which I want to steal at Aether Vial or steal the Jit.
Steal a sword.
Yeah, steal anything that's of value to my opponent.
Did you see the new Planeswalker they spoiled for Conspiracy 2?
No. Should I bring it up?
You might want to. Here, use my phone.
Okay. Conspiracy 2. I think I can figure it out. Oh, right at the page. Bringing it up as we speak.
Ghost Assassin, I think it is. It should be on the front page there.
Magic University, Grand Prix, High Planeswalkers, some cosplaying, Saint University.
Or actually, no, hold on. Go to the MTG Legacy. Go up here. Go down to the Legacy MTG.
Okay.
It should be one of the top ones there. Kaya Ghost Assassin or something.
Kaya Ghost Assassin. May I just look it up online?
I don't know if that's the name.
Oh, there it is. Kaya Ghost Assassin. There it is.
Okay.
I'm looking, trying to open it up. Comments? How do I open up Reddit? There it is.
Yeah, there'll be a link to it.
Go. Alright, Kaya Ghost Assassin. Ooh, it's black-white. I'm loving this card already. Alright, so it costs two colorless, well, two generic, one white, one black. Planeswalker Kaya, zero. Exile Kaya, or up to one target creature, return that card to the battlefield under its owner's control at the beginning of your next upkeep.
Or another card? I thought it was...
Or one target creature. No, sorry. Exile Kaya or up to one target creature. And it comes back in like Ghost Daddy.
Okay.
And you lose 2 life. So...
Okay, that... Because I must have read it wrong then, because I thought it said exile her and another permanent.
No, it's her
and then
or...
you just return the permanent.
Yeah. And then you return it to its owner's control... Oh, so you can target your opponent's creature with this.
Yes, and you get it.
And you get it on your control at your next upkeep.
Yes. Okay.
It doesn't gain haste. It's not
no,
that far
no,
Ghost
but,
Daddy.
But that completely changes my view on her.
Yep. You minus one to have each opponent lose 2 life, and you gain 2 life. That's good. And then, or you minus two to discard a card and you draw a card. Each opponent discards a card and you draw a card. So you make your opponent discard and you draw.
Mm-hmm.
Has five loyalty. So
that can reset itself.
That has the ability to reset itself, though. That's crazy. For four mana.
Yeah, she's... Since you actually read her and this, read her right, she's actually ridiculous.
Yeah, this may actually make me build a dead guy. A black white dead guy. I actually ran into that when I was testing out Bug in the Ice.
Yeah, online. No, Chris Seibel had it built.
Yeah. So that's like one of those, like, I never really, like, looked at because I didn't get a chance to play it. Cause
it's pretty much Deathblade.
Yeah, with a lot of the
with
black.
More green and no blue.
This was just a black-white version of Dead Guy. It didn't have the green.
Oh, see, the one that Chris built, it had green splashing for Deathrite.
Mm-hmm.
I think he only had, like, one forest and a savanna and a bayou.
Okay, so it didn't. He wasn't really big on it.
He wasn't big on it, but he also had two or three Abrupt Decays made.
This list did not had the death rites, but it didn't. It only played the black side of death rite. It has, of course, with double death rite, you're able to use the black side of the ability.
Or the green side, yeah.
Or the green side, but...
No, I don't know, I understand that, but Chris had a couple of lands splash for green.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I had some really good matches back when he was actually playing.
That was the unfortunate part, is I started building Painter when he disappeared.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't get a chance to get play against him.
I wish I'd been able to kick him in the butt harder. Just to keep his cards, but he let Wally sell everything for him.
Mm-hmm. He should have at least kept the one deck.
Well, that's what I told him. Like, just keep at least your life. He's like, well, I don't get time to play. I'm like, well, then, you know what? Stop being a busboy.
Yeah.
That's why you don't have Friday, Saturdays off. Because you have to work Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, every night. You're a computer programmer. You have your degree. You can get another job, and you will be making bank. But he just wants to sit at home.
You know what I also realized about Gaia?
Hmm?
She can replace Lily in some decks.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only thing she can't hit is, like, Drew Name.
Yeah, she doesn't make your opponent sack anymore, but she gives you that discard and gives you card advantage. And cannot be hit by Abrupt Decay.
Very true.
Cannot be hit by Abrupt Decay.
So that's a big deal?
That is a big deal. Because that's one side of Lily that gets it's kind of a downside, is she can be hit by Abrupt Decay.
I've never had anybody Abrupt Decay my Lily. They've always Abrupt Decayed my creature and then killed Lily with their creature.
Yeah, but some people are playing combo style, more control-y decks that require Lily to be gone.
Yeah, but if somebody's playing a control deck, they're not going to be playing Abrupt Decay for the most part.
Fair point.
Control decks are trying to get value of two or three for ones. Hear them squirrels going.
So.
I hope this recording actually worked out, even though we're in my car instead of my wife's, which is, my car's going to be a lot louder.
It is definitely going to be a lot louder. And my car was actually, I think it seemed a little bit quieter than your wife's. It's just the ride is different and than I drive, too, which is a big difference.
Yeah, well, with you driving, I almost crap my pants.
Well, who doesn't? Well, everyone, we're almost at the shop here. We might as well do our exit trees now rather than sitting in the car, exiting, and doing quick ones.
You can contact us, email at offtofnm@gmail.com. You can tweet us at offtofnm. I am Bob. You can tweet me personally at NotSoSilentBob1.
This is not connected to where we're going.
Oops.
All spells. You can get me. My name is Max. You see it in the show notes or whatever. You can contact me through through Twitter with at Forever Undead, dropping the second E forever. What, everyone?
Have a good one, guys.
See y'all.
Enjoy your episode. Stay in. Come inside, baby, would you please stay in? Please be mine, baby, would you please stay in? Come inside, baby, would you please stay in? Please be mine.